Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 3, that is vision, mission and strategy. You know guys, this chapter is very interesting and very creative chapter. This chapter is very close to my heart because of 2-3 reasons. As and when we'll go ahead with this chapter, I will explain you all how this chapter functions in the corporate world as well. Now this chapter has got few such elements which is important with regards to how business functions, portrays and where it relates and reaches the business to different heights. Now in this whole journey, this chapter, which is more about vision, mission and strategy, you can apply to your own self as well and try to internalize this whole concept in different levels. So let us see in this chapter what we are going to see in detail as such. So in this chapter we will be seeing concepts like vision statement, what is mission statement, strategy, objective, goal setting, targets and action plans. So this chapter will revolve around all these few things, which is going to be on a different way and different height. But before I go and explain this whole chapter and these concepts, I'm going to show you a small video. So let's have a look to this small video. But while you are going to listen to this video, my request to you all would be that don't look here and there. Pluck your headphones in your head and listen absolutely very clearly. This is a wonderful video. So let me share this wonderful video with you all. Was this video amazing? I know you all have said superb, absolutely. Let me put up this question before I go ahead with the chapter. My question to you all guys is that, tell me, what is the secret of success? This statement is so inspiring. I want some of you to tell me, what is the secret of success? Yes, Rakesh, can you tell me what is the secret of success? Okay, Rakesh says passion. Yes, let me put up this question to Troy. Yeah, Troy, you tell me, what is the secret of success? Okay, hard work says Troy. Okay, anybody else like to add on? Okay, let's have this answer from Kajal. Yes, Kajal, you tell me, what is the secret of success? Okay, perseverance, what is Kajal telling me? Great. Let me put up this question now to I've got Sonali. Sonali, tell me, what according to you is secret of success? Okay, great. Sonali mentions hard work. Great. Let me just tell you what is the secret of success. Just what video you have seen is an amazing feeling of What is the secret of success? You know, guys, the secret of success is itself something which we call it as power of vision, the word vision. That is why I showed you this video. It is the vision which will take the company to the heights wherever it wants to reach. So the secret of this concept is more about vision. Vision basically means what you visualize. If you visualize those things, that things can definitely get completed. I'm going to share a few stories with you all. You would have seen a very famous Bollywood movie known as Bhaag Milkha Bhaag. Now in Bhaag Milkha Bhaag, Farhan Akhtar, who acted as the Milkha Singh in that movie, you remember in that there was an instance in which Milkha Singh wanted to break world record, wherein below the Guru Granth Sahib, the God, below which he had basically mentioned a record which he wanted to break. That was 45.3. Yes, I know you all have been able to recollect that scene. So that video, in that movie, it is shown that he wanted to break that record. So he mentioned 45.3 over there and he plugged in over there in the, below the Guru Granth Sahib's photograph. And every day in the morning when he used to fold his hands against Guru Granth Sahib, he used to regularly see that thing and always used to think and promise to himself that one day I am going to break this record. Similarly, there are many instances, you know, number of times you would have actually experienced that you are picking up a basket, trying to lift something, trying to keep something, and same things you would have remembered that yes, the same thing has happened with me. You know, many of times we call it as what, correct what you have said, Jayesh, we call it as deja vu. But what I consider it as, that it is the power of vision in your mind which is repeating that thing in your mind. So it takes us to a different heights. It takes us to a different mindset. So this vision has got a different relation with regards to how it is applied. It is specifically the vision which is making sure that the company or maybe individual can reach to different heights. There are certain few more examples. You would have seen Mahendra Singh Dhoni, the Indian cricket captain, was able to lift the World Cup. In an interview when he was asked, were you sure that you will lift the World Cup? His answer was that we weren't sure as such, but we had visualized the man whom we saw across and throughout our life playing cricket, and he was going to retire after this World Cup. So we wanted to lift that cup for this man, that is Mr. Sachin Tendulkar. So he is such a generous person, Sachin Tendulkar. So they saw, they all together visualized that they were lifting together this World Cup, and the whole audience were in Mumbai, were in India, where the World Cup was being played, and everyone were applauding and everyone were having huge amount of success, full party that yes, we have lift the World Cup once again after so many years. It was sheer vision of Mr. Mahendra Singh Dhoni and his team that he was able to lift the World Cup. And also many movies we have seen on this concept of vision. If someone has seen this movie, Final Destination, all the parts. Yes, I remember, I know you all have would have seen this movie, Final Destination Part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6, in which we see that things happen, started happening with the person who are just sitting and visualizing. So that's how the sheer power of vision can make things happen. So power of vision is something which has led the companies, not only individuals, to different heights. It is the, vision which takes the companies and businesses to different levels and heights. It is so said truly that companies who has got a powerful vision takes the businesses to those heights. I mean, many companies named like Sony or Philips, or for matter of fact, McDonald's, or we have got many few famous more companies like Coca-Cola, PepsiCo Industries, and many, many more successful companies, if they were able to succeed, it was because of the power of the vision of the founder, which were able to take the companies to those levels. So it is vision which takes the business to those levels. It is basically the power of vision which makes the companies to achieve the targets. It is the power of vision which will help you fulfill your targets. It is the power of vision, once again, which will help you to take it to the heights. You know, guys, many of us in our school life, you would have got some teachers who would have told you that if you want to score some marks, write on a piece of a paper and keep it where you are studying. And read it as and when you basically are going to sit somewhere and study. Now, why was this done, you know? Guys, this was done with a specific reason to encourage you all and your mind to play a game plan, which says that your mind was required to get a message that you visualize and you will be able to achieve it. So it is sheer vision about the individuals and corporates which helps them to reach at what levels we have reached across. I mean, many a time, many a times you all would have experienced that maybe sometimes planning for a dinner, what is going to be there in dinner, or maybe going for an outing, or trying to catch a train or a local train, or maybe trying to catch a bus, or trying to make sure that you are late for the office and you wanted to reach before your boss reached. So you visualize. I would not call it as a dreamt about or thought about, but you visualize that you are reaching and there is no one there in the office and you are the first person to reach, though the time was little late, but still you are the first one to reach over there. And if that has happened with you, if ever all these instances, if any instances which you have visualized that it has happened, it is because you have been activated with the power of vision right from Almighty the God. So this power of vision is absolutely available for free to everyone. There are a lot of Bollywood movies in which the vision concepts and powers has been shown across. It just requires to visualize those things live with open eyes. A lot of people says that when you sit across and dream with open eyes, those things definitely gets fulfilled. And it is the true fact. It gets fulfilled because you visualize. It is just not that one day you will visualize that things will happen. It is not going to be that way so easy out. But you have to visualize it again and again, day in, day out, till the time that things has not happened. It is not just the concept which is thought process or a concept which basically happen overnight. It will take time, but with power of vision you can achieve whatever you want to achieve. That's how the vision concept functions. So in this chapter, what we are going to see is going to be the basic fundamental guidelines and principles, how this beautiful structure of this chapter, vision, mission, strategy, objective, goal setting, targets and action plans, would basically help us to reach to our path where we as individuals or organizational heads wants to reach. So this is the way how the process, or you can say the concept, can be accordingly reached across. So let us now go ahead and see each of these elements in detail and identify the tools required to actually design that vision which will help companies, or which basically helps companies to reach and achieve the target. So first, outside we have got vision. So vision statement is written by looking ahead into the future. Someone who writes the vision, their objective is very clear. They are looking for the what is going to happen in future. Now our Honorable Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi, has a vision for establishing bullet railways. Or we have got few other Prime Ministers who had got different visions. And these were possible because of that they were able to visualize those things day in, day out, regularly, which helped them to achieve those targets. It does not require powerful position to complete the vision. It requires dedication and regularness for watching that vision to make sure that vision takes place. So it's more powerful when we visualize it regularly and daily, day in, day out, things will fall in place. So vision is something which we look ahead into the future and tries to fulfill it. It aims at higher achievable things. So something which companies wants to achieve over a period of time or in the highest position in the company can be achieved when we have got vision statement. So vision statement is something which is more about foreseeing or thinking something how the companies would reach over a period of time in future. It is based on what the organization should strive for and achieve in another 5 to 10 years. So that's how the companies basically designs the vision concept, wherein they are looking for what will company be able to achieve in next 5 to 10 years span time. That will they be able to achieve where they want to reach? Will they be able to achieve how the companies function or foresee? For that purpose, vision has been designed and defined. So we can see a lot of time vision been fulfilled with different elements and tools. So this act as a powerful tool, a guiding star. So vision basically act as a powerful tool. Why we call it as a tool? Because of the fact that it helps us to achieve and reach to the place where we want to reach, help the companies grow with time ahead, and make sure that the business can also determiningly achieve the company's needs, wants and growth. So when personalized and truly owned vision provides the incentive, the drive towards fulfillment. So when we internalize those things, when we apply it to ourselves also, it not only fulfills the company's requirement, but also our dreams for which we have been functioning, working hard. So vision acts as specifically a guiding star or a tool which help individuals and organization to reach where we want to reach. Vision creates commitment, motivation and drive for initiating the mission, objectives, projects and tasks necessary to realize the vision. So vision basically creates a path. Vision creates a roadmap for where the company wants to reach, and for reaching the vision or achieving that vision, There are different blocks in between, or you can say different hurdles. We will not call it as hurdles, but different landmarks. Like, for example, for reaching vision, we'll have to cross a landmark known as mission. For reaching mission, we'll have to cross a landmark known as objectives. So vision is nothing but a path to reach the highest most position in the organization. So it initiates. So vision initiates what would be the mission. Mission initiates what would be the objectives to reach, to achieve the most important element in the business arena, or to individual's perspective, something known as vision, which is the guiding star. Vision should be understood that vision is a portrayal of what life could be 5 to 10 years from now. Vision is result of dreams in action. So vision is more about where do we foresee. In an interviews when we go many a times, we have been asked this question: where do you see yourself 5 to 10 years down the line, or 5 years down the line? So company or an individual or HR manager or HR professional is trying to ask you, what is your vision? Where do you see yourself in next 5 to 10 years? Similarly, vision helps companies to identify and realize where company would reach in next 5 to 10 years. How company will able to reach in next 5 to 10 years. What is the roadmap company is going to define for reaching for the next 5 to 10 years. So this is how the vision would be defined and designed, for making sure that the roadmap is set across for achieving the tasks and the target which is required for the companies to achieve. So vision is result of nothing but dreams in action. So it helps to achieve something which we have dreamt across with open eyes to achieve over a period of time. So vision is more about portraying how the target could be achieved in 5 to 10 years down the line. Time is allowed for dreaming and brainstorming, along with categorizing random thoughts to ensure a comprehensive and realistic vision. So there is a time available. There is a program, process and method available. The methodology defines how can you achieve those things. The act defines how can you reach to that particular point and help company grow with time period. So it is random thoughts. It is ensuring that how comprehensive a realistic vision can take place. So the most important aspect in vision is that the vision should be more realistic. The vision should be more, something which is more comprehensive about what you are right now and what we want to achieve over a period of time. So it is basically with not only just dreaming, with brainstorming where the company wants to reach, where we want to reach is where the vision statement helps. The vision statement gives direction to the organization. So if we have seen companies growing over a period of time, like innovation taking place over a period of time, it is sheer because of the vision of the founder where the companies would go. So like we have got many companies who have brought across with a lot of new technological changes. One such company is Sony Corporation. Now Sony in televisions has been the leading pioneering institution or company over a period of time. When the eras of CRT, that is cathode ray tube or big box kind of television, used to come, during those times Sony would lead the market as far as the business was concerned. Then the vision was so clear that the technology would change. So from those CRT tubes, they came into plasma TVs, from plasmas to LEDs, LCDs, LCDs to LEDs, LEDs to smart televisions. So if they were able to grow with time, it was because of the fact that it was the sheer vision where they were able to identify that what opportunities would come in near future. So it basically gave the direction to the company where company had to reach. Having a vision paves a way for the success of the organization. You know guys, many of us listening to me right now would have a thought process, where do you want to go? But those who haven't have any thought process, we wouldn't know where we are going to go ahead. So that's very important for each one of us to have a vision where we want to reach over a period of time. So vision basically paves way for the success of the organization. Now if someone who stays in India, in specifically city known as Mumbai, or maybe city like known as Delhi, or we have got another metro city that is Kolkata or Chennai. Now in these four metro cities, if someone is saying, you know, for a nearest city or destination, like for example moving from Delhi all the way to Greater Noida or Gurgaon, or from Mumbai reaching to Pune, now these distances wouldn't take more than 2-2.5 hours at times with the traffic or in regular time zone. This time zone is considering the fact that I know where I want to reach in given span of time. But on a Sunday early morning, we go hang around with friends, trying to drive the car, for this distance, be it from Mumbai to Pune or Delhi to Gurgaon, from wherever position you are starting from Delhi. You know, guys, it would, hanging around, taking breaks in between, halts in between, having a lot of fun on the roads, clicking selfies and moving here and there, and then identifying at around 5 to 6 hours where we would have reached. 6 hours it would have taken us to reach either from Delhi to Gurgaon or from Mumbai to Pune. It would have taken so much amount of time. You know why it took? In case one, around 2.5 to 3 hours max to max, and in case two, it took double the time, 6 hours, because in case one, we were very sure. We knew where we wanted to go. In case two, we didn't know where we wanted to reach. So that's what the benefit of having vision would help. That is, vision paves way for the success of the organization. So it shows the roadmap. It gives us the, a path where the company could reach if they know where they wanted to reach over a period of time. So that's what vision is all about. So between the dream and vision, the organization has to climb a ladder of action plans such as expertise, creativity, empowerment, involvement, and values. So it's just not the dream about where the company wants to reach, but it also involves the vision. So for converting dreams to vision, there are a lot of bits and pieces available which we are supposed to collect in the journey so that we can reach to that particular part as fast as possible. So for that purpose, we have got climbing a ladder starts with expertise. So you need to have the expertise to the place where you have visualized to reach for yourself. Creativity. So we have to be very creative in that context so that we can reach to the place or the vision which we have seen across. Similarly, the empowerment, we should have the power so that we can fulfill the company's requirement as well as individual's requirement, following with involvement and values which will help us to reach the levels where the company wants to reach or with the individuals wanting to grow. So between these expertise, between the dream and vision, there's a ladder which needs to be climbed slowly and steadily, but definitely it is for sure that vision would be able to achieve, if not today, if not tomorrow, with near future, with the sheer passion to reach that particular level, you will definitely be able to achieve the vision. A vision in each of these sub levels will help the organization to reach the goal faster. So every ladder which we have got to cross across, if we have got a vision in that particular levels as well, the reach to be at the ladder of success where you or the organization wants to reach becomes a little faster, because you are having that vision to cross a small ladders or steps in the ladder as fast as possible. So vision basically empowers, vision basically involves, vision ensures values are created, vision ensures expertise is achieved or developed over a period of time, and vision helps to be more creative and innovative over a period of time. So these are the ladder of successes. If we have to achieve, we can achieve over a period of time with these elements and tasks. Now, next, there are general guidelines for vision statement. If we have to achieve the vision, these are the guidelines. If we follow properly and systematically, we will be able to achieve the vision properly. So these are the guidelines which as an individual, the framework, if the organization wants to reach to the levels where they have planned for or visualized, to be more precise, they can reach. But if they follow this, you can say a small kind of a guideline. So first is, involve as many employees as possible in the formulation of vision statement. So when companies are making the vision where they want to reach, involve as many employees, because these are the people who are going to climb the ladder for helping companies to reach to the levels where it wants to reach. So make sure that you involve as many employees as you want. You show them the vision, show them the path which company wants to reach, what is their contribution, what is the company's contribution in their life, and if it is being a teamwork, the companies could lift themselves over a period of time in the best possible manner. So first guideline is basically involve as much as possible people. Affinity diagram and brainstorming should be used in the formulation of the vision statement. So making sure that there is affinity diagram, which is more about priority, clarity where the company wants to reach, and having brainstorming session, which is more about meeting, discussing, going through the whole process, having that clarity in the mind that where company wants to reach, if there are any negative thoughts or if there are situations where we aren't sure how we will be able to reach, if anything of that sort of mind needs to be clarified. So everyone has got only one task in their mindset and goal that they got to reach over here in this manner, in this fashion, with this particular pathway available. So the next guideline is more about trying to make sure that they formulate the vision statement in the best possible manner. Another guideline is, the vision should project the growth and development. So another guideline of the company as far as the vision statement is concerned is that it should showcase the growth process. It should showcase that the vision is more progressive in nature. That is, the company is growing and the company wants to develop with time. That's so. That's what general guideline for vision statement is, that it should showcase that the company is growing and developing. As far as possible, the vision statement should be as much as possible short and realistic. As much as possible, short, sweet and realistic. So the vision statement should be realistic. It shouldn't be so long, which it becomes confusing for employees and the whole organization to follow and understand where the company wants to reach. It also requires for this process, when new employees are joining in, they should also be taken up with the process of making the new employees understand the vision of the company. That is where we have got these days in companies, when a new lot of individuals join, we have got an induction process or orientation process where they are trained and given information that what is expected from them, what they can expect from the company, where company wants to reach, and where they are and how they can reach with the company's growth process. So that is where induction programs is going to be taken. This is another guideline which companies need to follow when they design a vision statement. Another general guideline is the value system to be projected in the statement. So as far as possible, in the vision statement, also show the value statement, that what is the value the company generates over a period of time, and what value they are going to give it to their maybe stakeholders, or something which is going to encourage, for which the business has been designed for. So that has to be very thoroughly designed. Also, another guideline is how you intend to achieve the foresighted vision should be highlighted. So how do you intend to achieve the vision? That this vision which we have got would be completed in 3 years or 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. That needs to be also been described in the best possible manner. So these are few guidelines which, in as far as possible, the vision statement should actually perceive. In other words, if we see, vision statement should comprise these 6 elements. That is, vision statement should be futuristic, which means it should talk about the future. Vision statement should be progressive, which means what? It should be more encouraging. It should encourage the employees to work more hard, make sure that they can do smart work, make sure that they can apply themselves and grow with the business. Vision statement should be as much as possible simple, very clear, simple, crisp and on the point, bang on target. Vision statement should be unique. It should not be a statement, very general statement. Like, for example, general statement would be, I want to be rich in next 5 years. It's a very general statement. It should be, the statement should inspire the employees. The statement should give them the power of self-satisfaction. The vision should make them, the vision statement should be such that they should be able to visualize that this is what, when company achieves, you will achieve, and in the due course and process, the whole organization grows and lifts accordingly. Another vision statement should be enthusiastic. So there should be a lot of enthusiasm. It should feel that, okay, yes, this is what I am for over here for. This is what I want to grow. This is the place where I want to be for years and years, and I do not want to leave the companies. And finally, vision statement should be very creative, which should again basically live up to the expectation of the companies, employees, the stakeholders. So it should be very creative, which they can able to relate very easily, and accordingly it can generate not only revenue for the business, but also generate the way how things would function in the market. So vision statement should comprise of all these things as much as possible in detail, transacting at the same time, helping companies to grow with power and time. So vision statement as much as possible should comprise of all these tools and techniques together. So like, we have got vision statement of our Wellinger Institute of Management, which we transform now, not from Wellinger, we call it as a V school. So we call this as specifically V school because of the fact that it is not I or your, it is our school. That is what V school is all about. So vision statement of V school is to nurture thought leaders and practitioners through inventive education. So it is more about that we want to nurture, we want to encourage people who are practitioners through inventive education. So with lot of invention and things, we want to connect to people, making them more and more leaders, so that they can grow ahead in the business and take their own organization to the next levels of the business horizons. Like, we have got vision statement for Tata Motors as well. Tata Motors vision statement is to be world-class corporate, constantly furthering the interest of all its stakeholders. So here Tata Motors vision statement is to do something for the stakeholders, a world-class company, reaching reach to the corporates, having reached to the businesses, having reached to the customers, having reached overall places, making sure that the companies can grow with an overall development, holistic development in the business. So that is what is the vision statement of Tata Motors. So from vision, we now move on to mission statements. So vision over a period of time is maybe, for example, long run, which is around 5 to 10 years, it will be able to achieve. It will take time, but if not tomorrow, if not day after tomorrow, it will happen for sure. So the concept over here is to visualize. For visualizing, you require some steps or pathway. One such pathway or one such member helping us to fulfill our vision is the mission statements. So if vision is what of life, then mission is why and how. Why should we able to achieve and how should we able to achieve this part? So mission is more about how we will achieve those things in the market as per the requirement of the business. Mission statement identifies the roles and activities to which an individual is committed and provides the overall direction for achieving the vision. So mission basically gives us the direction where we want to reach, and mission statement gives us the understanding that how we can reach over there, how we can design a path which will lead to the success, finally the so-called vision of the business. So it is nothing but a roadmap for achieving the vision. So vision is nothing but the path, roadmap, or a tool which will help us to achieve the vision which the company has thought about. Company has visualized, to be more precise, not thought about. The company has visualized where they want to reach. Like similarly for individuals, vision is where you as an individual wants to go. Then mission would be what is the path which you are going to walk across for you to grow and reach to the heights wherever you want to reach. So mission is more about where you want to reach with the help of how and why. So mission focuses on what you want to do, what you want to be, and what you want to do, contributions and achievements. So mission is more about asking question what, asking question why and how. So what we want to do and what is the way available to do that particular thing. If this question needs to be answered, then this question can be answered only with the help of mission statements. Mission statements show us the path, it shows the way, tool, mechanism. So mission focuses on the values and principles upon which being and doing are based. So mission statements are more about values. It is more about contributions. It is more about what values with regards to business the companies are eliminating or addressing to the individuals in the company. So not eliminating as such, it, how they're basically correlating this particular task in the business can be identified with the help of mission statements. So mission statements lift the business to different levels.